चित्त पर्सन चित्त
विद द कंटेंटमेंट ऑफ द हैप्पीनेस ऑफ द हार्ट बाय फ्लाइंग विद द हैप्पीनेस दैट इज वॉचिंग हु इज बीइंग टच्ड बाय द ब्लेसिंग May you be a jewel of contentment who flies on the viman of blessings with contentment in your heart. A jewel of contentment is one who is content with the self, service and with everyone.
Tapasya dwara संतुष्टारूपी फल प्राप्त कर लेना
To receive the fruit of contentment through your tapasya is the success of your tapasya.
संतुष्ट मणि वह है
A jewel of contentment is one whose heart is always happy.
कांतुलो
At least
संतुष्ट मणि वह है
Agree in this, a jewel of contentment is one whose heart is always happy. Happiness means head and heart is always in a state of content, a state of rest and comfort, not sleepy but comfort and rest, and in a state of happiness and rest. Such jewels of contentment will experience themselves to be flying in the viman of blessings slogan. From everyone. A slogan. Those who please the donor, the bestower of fortune and the bestower of blessings with a true heart are the ones who stay in spiritual pleasure. To please the bestower of fortune and the bestower of blessings with your honest heart are the ones who stay in spiritual pleasure.
हंसा जेमनी छुट्टी लेके जाओ हंसा
अमृतवेल दैट इज लीविंग फ्रॉम हियर 8 o'clock एंड
अभी जाएंगे ना
आस्किंग जेमनी बेन हुज आल्सो ट्रैवलिंग विद दादी एंड हंसा टू टेक लीव बिफोर दे गो
अच्छा ये पूरा करो
अमृत वेलस पॉइंट
कल संडे के लिए अभी जा रहे हो ना शायद तो बैठो हंसा को बुलाओ आपने उसे अपना कंपेनियन बनाया है
You have made that one your companion. It is firm. You say, my Baba. You've made that one your companion, saying that is my Baba.
But
to experience his company at every moment is a different thing. But Baba is watching that everyone's taking number-wise benefit. Everyone's taking number-wise benefit of keeping company, his companionship. Dadi is going and Jimny Ben's also going with Dadi.
I'm actually traveling after many years with Dadi. And I remembered yesterday only that I was meant to travel with Dadi Chandramani to go to Caribbean. And this was in 80s. And just the night before we are going to travel, I had a very high fever and temperature and I couldn't travel. And Dadi Chandramani was standing in middle of the room in Baba Bhavan, the big bedroom, and she just kept laughing, and she was so amusing, and she couldn't understand why I had fever, and I couldn't travel with her. So Dadi actually had to go on her own, and then Kala Ben from New York joined her. So I reminded Mohini Ben about that, and she also remembered. And I consider it to be my fortune, I find that this time, especially after the UK teachers' meeting, something has actually moved inside myself. And also I was experiencing I was reflecting on Madhuban experience that, you know, the time is such that the time and Baba both wants us to really change, and something that is not in our hands. And if I surrender myself to Baba, then of course things will move, and I find that a lot of work needs to be done on myself. I know that I have to really work in a way that Baba wants me to work on myself. And I find that I wrote to Dadi a while ago, and I said, yes, I can now believe that I can become perfect. Before, I was sort of rejecting, and I was saying it's not possible to be perfect. And I experienced it in Madhuban, so it has to come from within that, yes, it is possible to become perfect. And really, Baba wants us to become perfect. And I find that, yes, Dadi, it is possible to become perfect. So that hope that I felt within myself, that I feel that, yes, I can, and I believe in that perfection. I mean, that's the big thing for me, in a way, that because I was not accepting that idea of perfection. Although I know that it is possible in the back of the mind, but how practical, on a practical level, I find that a lot of work needs to be done in order to become perfect on all levels. Not just perfect, but also complete. Both of them have to be hand in hand. So all the time I'm collecting points here which will help me to bring that perfection and completion. So I find this particular journey to enable me to move forward on that particular quest, or I would say the search that I have in my soul. And one last thing I would say, that yesterday Piero phoned to say that, Gemini, you know, you're traveling with Dadi, you must take the video camera in every situation and event, you must film Dadi and we must capture this. And I said, Piero, this is at 11th hour, you've told me. I don't have video camera. I'm not a video person. He said, you have to learn it. Anyway, I'm just going to see that whatever possible, events and situations we could film Dadi, it would be so important. So I make sure that that gets done. Yes, I'm traveling with digital camera. I don't like cameras. I'm going to do that. Make sure that I get all the important information for Baba's World Service. And Dadi's meeting the president, and she's really meeting many, many important person on her tour. And it will be really enlightening for me to watch Dadi has moved on another level completely. She's like, of course, moving, talking, walking angel. And so this is something I'll be watching her very closely. And there's one project that I'm researching at the moment, so I need lots of points. So again, that's something. This trip is very, very it's going to be very fulfilling, I hope, that the project that I'm undertaking, which I haven't told Dadi, the things that I'm going to collect is going to be contributed to that project, which is really going to be probably quite revealing project. I'm not sure. Baba has to really bless that project, so I need a lot of points for that. But that has to come from experience. Om Shanti. I take your blessings. And one thing I really keep repeating, and I say that Dadi says to all of us, that our faces should reflect the inner fulfillment and inner contentment. And I keep watching that if I'm inside fulfilled and content, then what will reflect on my face will be the happiness. And so that's something that I've been paying attention to. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Since Amritvela, I've been having this thought, and I was just thinking about the few things that Daddy has shared. And one of the things that keep coming to mind is how Daddy used to share that how she had a vision of having Baba on the palm of his hand and taking round the globe. And I feel very, very fortunate that I'm also on her palm of her hand and she's taking me round the globe. And it's and this morning, Jane Divan phoned and she said, Hansa, are you excited? But when you've done something for 10 years, it's now complete 10 years since I've been traveling around the globe with Daddy. And I said to her, not really, because it's just part of life, you know, you just do it. And so she said, well, we have to lock you up for a whole year, and then you, when you go away, then you'll be excited. So I feel very, very fortunate, and I know, I just want all of you to know that it's not a holiday, but there's a lot of work behind Daddy's tour, and the feeling is just to give Baba the complete return of all the things that he's doing for me. And since coming back from Madhuban, feeling so much full and content that there's no desire for anything. And so I take all your love and blessings and see you when I get back. Om Shanti.
Summerly song. Having found you, we've attained the world. Not just the earth, the sky also belongs to us now. We've also attained the sky. None of the seasons can finish this. The electricity cannot burn this. But this is the fruit of love that we have attained. Out of love, all the sorrow of the world is now buried underground. Hundreds of thousands of hope have now been ignited. From the time that we have found you, our beloved, from where we found the path of love. It's here that all my hopes have settled. Now we'll never become separated, now that we've attained this. Having found you, we found the whole world.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Ye geet baj raha hai, Baba ke samne baithe hai.
Experience of that was, this song is playing and we're sitting in front of the Father. Was this your feeling? Having found you, we found the whole world, not just the earth, but also the sky. So there's so much intoxication. We're going beyond the sky. Sometimes you say this one's eyes have gone to the sky, means they're looking really high up above, beyond. So now our vision is also beyond the sky. Once Baba said, just try and see how much distance there is between the sky and the earth. But even further than the sky, the incorporeal world is even beyond. The subtle region and the incorporeal world are closer. When the picture of the three worlds was being made, yes, we can see the earth, and between the earth and the whole universe, there's a lot of space, the whole galaxy. On the physical level, yes, there's water everywhere, and there's small. The earth is very tiny. And yes, you know that the sky is so big because the sky, the sun, the moon, the stars, everything is there. But the subtle regions is even bigger than the sky. So the sky, we say, is the element of sky, and the subtle region, we say, is the element of light, the great element. And you can't even begin to guess how big it is when you can go beyond the sky. And so in order to go beyond the sky, you first have to go to the subtle region. So create a subtle region within yourself. So create your own world in the subtle form. Baba said, I hope you're catching what I'm saying. So Baba had said the subtle region has been created for your children. Baba's explaining to his children. So the subtle region is inside ourselves. How is it inside ourselves? So clean inside in a very subtle way, and you'll see that there's nothing but light. Not white like this with my white material, the physical white color, but a really beautiful white. What are angels like? Yesterday Baba said, you can't catch hold of angels. They are of a subtle form. The ghosts are of an evil form, the evil shadow. And the angels is a pure shadow. They're the ones who provide the canopy of protection. The soul has received knowledge. Yesterday, coming back from Oxford, that he was sharing with the driver. Yes, we go into silence for a short time, but why do we stay in silence? So that we can check ourselves in a subtle way, what is inside us.
Sukhyam check nahi kar rahe hain, dikhai pad raha hai, main sukhyam, mera kitna achha hai.
It's not even a question of checking, but you can see how good, how beautiful your subtle form inside is. And you feel that, yes, you're staying close to the incorporeal world. Sitting in this body, Baba is making the soul satopradhan, and then the soul is making everything and everyone else satopradhan. So, you understanding this? When you have yoga, what do you do? Yesterday, Dadi was asked, what did you do in yoga? And Dadi said, well, what did you do in yoga? When sitting in yoga, what did you all do? And yes, you don't share anything. You say, yes, it was good, but what was good? What did you do in yoga? And throughout the day, I'm seeing, yes, you're doing very good service, lots of service. But whilst in that service, to have that awareness that Baba, you're making me the soul so satopradhan. So Baba's making the soul satopradhan. What did I do? I became satoguni, picking up just the pure virtues from everyone. Yesterday, Baba said, you are the Shiv Shakti Pandav army and the gops and gopis. Yes, we're doing the work, but we are gops and gopis at the same time. We are the Shiv Shakti Pandav army. So when you have this awareness day and night that, yes, I truly am that. The Pandavas are those who have a loving intellect. The Kauravas are those who have a devout intellect. The Kauravas want position and money. But no, I'm a Pandav. I don't need any of those physical things. People of the world are watching everything. There's new guests retreat from Kuwait, from Beirut, from many different places. Some good people from UK, some from France. So this is international guest retreat. And we're seeing what is there in the world? Conflict, sorrow, and deception. People are in a lot of conflict, confusion, what to do. What should I do? How should I do it? Because there's a lot of sorrow inside because of being deceived. Afraid that they would be deceived again. Deceived in terms of wealth and also relationships. Because there's a lot of falsehood in the world. So Baba's children, listen with open ears. Baba's children are free from sorrow, deception, and confusion. If you are free from these three things, then you'll remain safe. And you'll be able to help to protect others. But if I myself am weak, I'm not that strong, then I can't save others. I can't help others. If I am moving along in a very slack manner, without that force, I can't help others. So let me ask myself, what am I doing? I am a Shiv Shakti, a Pandav. Pandavas are very few, but they're very courageous, very brave. The other day, Dadi had been talking about the four Arjuna to become like, that is repeating this. The names of all the Pandavas, all of God's knowledge. Arjuna listens to God's knowledge and he enjoys listening to it, he imbibes it. Whatever he is listening to, he is imbibing that at the same time. He has a lot of bhavana that God is speaking very good knowledge. And he's saying, yes, and this is what Arjuna would be doing, that God is really sharing some beautiful knowledge, and he'd be having that enthusiasm as he's listening to it. But God is telling him, kill your maternal, paternal uncle, the world is already dead. control your mind and physical organs? And he'd say, yes, I understand, this is what I'll do. So every day he'd be listening to God with that attention. He'd listen to everything and then do it practically. And then he'll say, yes, God, now I've recognized you. You are the one who's benefiting the world, destroying all irreligiousness in the world and establishing the true religion. So Arjuna speaks to God in this way and God responds to him and he becomes very happy. And he feels greater happiness that God is responding to him. Kill your desires. Pay attention to the Vishnu form, the form of perfection. How else are you going to kill your desires? So by paying attention to the Vishnu form, you'll be able to become free from desires. To spin the discus of self-realization, to be like a lotus flower, to have the enlightenment of knowledge and yoga, and then to blow the conch shell so that the sound goes very far, reaches very far. So ask yourself, am I Arjuna? If you break up the word Arjuna, then Mama used to say Arjuna means Arjuna, different from one who's different from everyone else. So until you become different from everyone else, you can't be loving. Daddy was watching, I think. Ben, she was remembering in Oxford and what Ben had shared Thursday lunchtime, that he's understood your role. Once you've understood your role, there's nothing to be unhappy about. That he had asked two brothers and two sisters to come and share their happiness. So Ben had come and said, yes, I know my role and I'm very content with that. So there's no other things in my heart. There isn't anything that can make you discontent then. And then second, to be Mahavir. Mahavir is one who has Rama in his heart. Mahavir Hanuman, open his heart and you'll see Rama and Sita sitting in his heart. The one who's following Srimad, constantly staying with Rama, day and night. Once I was very ill in Pune in hospital. I'm sitting in hospital, the doctors are wandering around beside me, but yet, and I was listening to Baba's tape. I had such a bad illness, such pain that I wasn't allowing anyone to come to me. And as I was listening to this, the feeling was, Baba sitting somewhere else. Baba was sitting on the gaddi and Didi was next to Baba. And she said, Baba, what are you doing? And so Baba said, I am taking away Janak's pain and her suffering. And then Baba had recorded that and sent the cassette. And at that time, Baba had said, yes, it's okay, you may leave your body. And Baba said, if you, when you leave your body, no one's going to say, remember Shiv Baba, because you will have left your body in God's remembrance. And this is something that happened in 1966. That's 41 years ago. And then Baba sent Sheel Daddy to her, and Baba came there too personally to give a message and give me leave that yes, you may leave your body. And I cried. I was saying, I'm not going to leave my old Baba. And Daddy said, call someone else to the subtle region. I'm not going to go. I'm going to stay with my old Baba. Mama's also left. Vishwakishore Dada was still there. This was 1966. Mama left in 1965 and Dada Vishwakishore left in 1967. So Dadi is saying that Mama's left Baba, I'm not going to leave my old Baba. And then Sheila, that is home, was made into a hospital. And I stayed there. She used to go into the subtle region and bring back message and feed me the bhog. And it's that time I really used to enjoy so much listening to Baba's Murli on tape. And then there was another brother, Brother Ismail from another village. And he says, we are living in a small village and we're not going to get any tape recorders here. And he had sold a motorbike and it was 11,000 rupees that he got for the scooter. And he said, I've got this money in the bank, but if I give you the money, would you be able to get me a tape recorder? And so I told Baba that this brother is saying, brother is wanting a tape recorder. And Baba instantly had one bought and sent it to this brother in Narayan Gaon. Nowhere else, Delhi, Bombay, none of them had the tape recorders then. So new children there in this village. His name was Nizar, one of the brothers, and Daddy gave him the name Narayan. They're such good children, the brothers, the little Kumars here, they're just surviving on wind, not doing anything. But the little children are looking after the whole zone. And so we need such Mahavir children who are ever ready on service. They do service, they don't have any arrogance, but they just come and sit at God's feet. Is there anything else I can do? And you go off and do the next task, not sitting in one place. Hanuman would be sitting at the feet of Rama. Hanuman was the one who revived the unconscious ones. Lakshman, the brother of Rama, had eaten the chickpeas that are sold out on the streets. And by eating that, he became unconscious. So Hanuman had to go and get this special herb from the mountain to revive. And so that is telling Trushar, she read the article that Trushar had written following the program here in Global House, commuting, meditation and commuting, the program we had on Thursday, and there's been a very good follow-up of that, couple of interviews also. And then third, to be angad, no matter how much someone tries to shake you, but no one can shake your foot. Tests will come, but so what? It's not a big deal. Nothing's difficult. Don't say, what can I do? How can I do? But no, Ravan's going to try to make you shake, but you remain firm. Liz, you're strong, aren't you? As strong as angad, that's why you're smiling. So that is pointing her finger and she's saying that, yes, I'm pointing a finger at you, but if you were to become good like this, Angad, then the whole of Ireland would be uplifted. So that is remembering May and Jim, I think. So now that is saying in any corner, anywhere, the service should not be slack. It should really be taking off now. Arjun Mahavir Ganesh Ganpati, if you remind Dadi of that. She had said Ganpati the other day. Ganesh. Dadi is thinking of another one. That is saying, Ganesh is the one who knows everyone's horoscope. He's knowledgeful. Saraswati is goddess of knowledge, riding a swan. And Ganesh is the one riding a mouse. What does a mouse do? The mice interferes in everything and then you're able to tell that, yes, this mouse has come, and it comes in the form of greed and attachment. Those who don't become like Ganpati, then Maya becomes a mouse and finishes all the energy inside and makes you really ill. Greed and attachment. Attachment makes you ill inside. It troubles you really inside, doesn't allow you to remember God. God says, remember me, and you remember someone else. So today's murli is a very strong murli, a very strong dose. If you have even the subtlest attachment to anyone, if you have any attachment to bodily beings, then it's like all knowledge will finish. And then the knowledge that there will be, that they give will be like the mouse, that he thinks that he's got a lot of knowledge, but it's just a tiny bit of turmeric that he has, and he thinks I'm a great grocer. So this is what they show. They'll really share a little bit of knowledge and say, yes, I've shared so much knowledge. And so God would say, this is the mouse that's running after you, the arrogance that you have. And then also greed, I should have this, I should have that. The essence of the whole knowledge is to have an attitude that's free from any kind of attraction and to be a conqueror of attachment. By having that awareness of the attainment from God, you're able to stay beyond any temptation or any kind of attraction. Then you're able to become the conqueror of attachment. Yesterday, Mohini Ben conducted class, and Daddy read that. Daddy Gulzar had also given class, and Daddy received that. And then taking both of those classes, Daddy Gulzar and Mohini Ben's, both of those classes, Daddy took it up again in the evening. Took it up further. I picked up two things from Mohini Ben's class and two things from Gulzar Dadi's class. Gulzar Dadi had said, UK is okay, everything is fine in the UK. Why is it okay? Because you've got the variety of cultures and you've created a sandalwood tree. Sandalwood tree is a very cool tree, very fragrant. Yes, it's a tree, but and there has been expansion, but especially to have a sandalwood tree. There's a lot of praise of sandalwood. Tilak is made of the sandalwood paste. If you have a headache, then you apply the sandalwood paste and the headache goes away because it's so cooling. It's a very sweet fragrance. Sandalwood means very pure, very beautiful, very good. You see, even these wooden statues, the idols and that, they're also sometimes created of sandalwood. You're all staying in unity, being the children of the Father, the Lord of Jupiter. Mysore especially is very well known for the sandalwood trees. And you feel so much coolness there, so much sweet fragrance. So to keep the atmosphere very elevated is a sign of becoming an elevated soul. So check, do I have these things practically in myself? And then Gulzar Dadi said, the second thing, the power of concentration and the power of determination. And Baba has spoken of this, but let me check myself. Do I have these powers in me? Concentration and determination. The determination that everything is already accomplished, it will happen, so you don't have too many thoughts about it. Yesterday there was one person, a very good guest, and he had one question. Robin Gibb and Dwina, and Robin asked a question. He generally speaks very little, and he said,
कोई भी समय निर्णय शक्ति कैसे बढ़े.
At any time, how to increase the power of making a decision whether to do this or not to do this. And Daddy gave him half an hour and then said, asked him to come and sit for yoga also. And then Daddy remembered Gulzar Daddy's class, The Power of Concentration, that enables you to have Baba's remembrance. Those who have this deep love of staying in Baba's remembrance, they'll remain, they'll increase the power of concentration. If their intellect wanders away in any direction, then they'll slap themselves. If you remember Canada, America, Australia, where you've been before, then just slap yourself. I'm a resident here in this home. I have to remember Baba and my home and not anything else. This is why Baba said, each one should make your address Madhuban, that I'm a resident of Madhuban. I belong to Baba, my home is Madhuban. Here I am just for namesake as an instrument to play my part. I don't have any home, I don't have any place, but I just stay where Baba puts me. By keeping your intellect so still, you become worthy to take power from Baba. With the power of concentration, you receive power from Baba. Keep your eyes open. If you don't have the power of concentration, you're not able to take power from Baba. You'll want this, don't you? So with concentration, you're able to take that power. If you're looking around everywhere, you won't get that power. With the experience of Baba's power, you also experience what the power of determination is. And then you only have the thoughts of something that's going to happen, and you feel, yes, this is going to happen. Many people will be saying, do this, but all of that is a waste of time. All the time other people are telling you, do this and do this and do this. And yes, that means that there's many other dictates. But no, inside, let me have the power of concentration. Let me remain peaceful. And from Baba, I'll receive this answer, that child, do this, don't do this. Many things are happening in the world outside. Many things will come in front of us. But when I have the power of concentration and determination, today's blessing slogan, the bestower of fortune and the bestower of blessings, that he says it will happen. And then you'll say what Baba said will happen. Then you don't say, well, I said it because I had the determined thought. No. But you weren't even worthy of that before, but Baba made you worthy, and then you're able to see that success. And then before sitting in yoga, I said, this is what your yoga should be like, that you don't have any thoughts in yoga. But to have such yoga that others receive that feeling of how others get the current. Yesterday, I think Baba had said in the Murali that Baba gets everyone to sit together in a gathering so that you experience the power of the gathering. Sometimes there are certain situations that arise, and so Baba would say, you must have special yoga for this. If there are any bad omens in yourself, anything in terms of your service companions, in terms of something in the home, then you'd say, there's something that's come, so we're going to have yoga and not be afraid by anything. And we'd create a beautiful atmosphere through that. Or you think that, yes, I will practicing 8 hours, 8 times drill, and you become happy with that. But that's nothing. Don't become happy with yoga just like that. But unless you become one who's totally free from any kind of attraction and also a conqueror of attachment. Baba says, if you want to become part of the rosary, then You have to be such that anyone who comes close to you, they are able to be reminded of Rama, of God. Anyone who comes to close to you is reminded of God. Only then you become part of the rosary. If someone sees me and they remember sanskars and nature, then how can you say that you're remembering God throughout the day? What am I doing all day long if others remember nature and sanskars when they see me? This one's like this, that one's like that. What's it to you? That's what Baba would say. It doesn't matter to you. Just remember this is your final birth. Stop worrying about this one and that one and then wasting your time in that. This is why Baba says, remember what your final destination would be like and so what your thoughts should be like now. People don't know about liberation and salvation and we know about this. So it doesn't matter what other people's actions are like. You've explained very well to the children. They've grown up now. It's their responsibility. If they've gone into bad company, you can't do anything. Many such things are happening in the world. If you worry about them and you die with that worry, then what's going to happen of you? The child becomes what he is because of his karma, but if you die with his concern, his worry, what's going to happen of you? So you should be concerned about this, that what will be your thoughts when you leave your body? Always be aware of what thoughts you're staying in, keeping in your mind, and what will be your condition. You're asking what I did in yoga, so always to pay attention. But yes, I have this bhavana that everyone should have good thoughts. And then I have this, I want everyone to receive these vibrations, but then if no one else is staying in that vibration, then what can I do? And then, of course, I always remember, others also remember the atmosphere that's filled with that bhavana, and you have such a beautiful experience. You say, I really enjoyed that. Someone said, but you didn't share what you do in yoga. A very sweet sister, she didn't leave me alone. And so I said, I really enjoyed it, that Baba enjoys sitting in my heart. Baba enjoys staying in my heart, and so that's what I was experiencing in yoga. She was really chasing after me to want me to share with her what I do in yoga. So this is what we have to do, isn't it? Is there anyone who can say with that right that truly God loves my heart and He wants to stay in it? Doesn't matter what it is, doesn't matter how much work he has to do, but still he comes and sits in my heart, and so everyone's heart also becomes good. Moini Bennett also said that God, the devotees are worshipping our non-living images, and here we are in that living form with that feeling that let their desires be fulfilled. Let them receive good feelings and vibrations. If I don't create that stage now, then what's the drill that I'm doing? I hope you understood. Tony, welcome. Now fill yourself with a lot. And the other Kumars to give good hospitality to Tony. To have so much love for one another. When someone comes and they've missed something, then to share with that one, Baba shared this, Baba said this, Baba said that, and offering hospitality is making that person full with the things that Baba had shared in their absence. If you're away from Baba somewhere else, then you miss the family love. That is saying, if I was in Tony's place, I would have cried a lot. And yes, Tony hasn't cried. But yes, there is the love of the family, and so want to stay with the family. So maybe some of you should go outside and stay. And if you're told not to come to class, what will you do? But no, there is the love of the family that pulls you, and this love makes others also be loved by God. Our loving relationship pulls others, and they'll feel that they've never seen such love anywhere else. Okay, Om Shanti. So now that is going to take leave from the auditorium, go straight to Baba's room, and then off to the airport. Om Shanti. Must have the awareness of the concern of claiming a high status. Not to be concentrating on others, thinking, is such and such going to be able to claim a high status? Someone's not even attentive of using things in a worthwhile way. They're not inspiring others also. They're not staying that much in remembrance. How can they claim a high status? They're not doing so much service that they receive blessings. So how can they claim a high status? They're not visible as constantly being happy. How can they claim a high status? They're not constantly glorifying the name of the Father who's creating them, making them like that. So there's a whole list of people who would be able to claim a high status. If you want to claim a high status, then internally to have this awareness that now I am in the living form, God the Father is in front of me, He is making me worthy, and I have to become what Baba is making me. Baba is making me, and I have to become. So this is what concern I should have all the time.